Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabijina Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi ajma'in. Amma ba ta'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbish rahli sadri, wa yasir li amri, wa ahlu luktatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. I have written on the board the things that we have been studying for the past 3 days now. On Monday we studied love, then we went on to study talab and jawabu talab. And I, at that time, explained to you a little bit of conditional sentence, that you can insert a conditional sentence in it. And then we studied izah, and then the other instruments of shart. If we try to summarize it, brothers and sisters, adwatu shart is either jazimun or it is Gair jazimun. If it is jazimun, then it will make the fi'lu shart majzum, and it will make the jawabu shart majzum. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Tajzimu fi'alaini. Are you with me? So that's the two group, brother. Now, gairu jazimun, we studied love. That is a condition in the past, but unfulfilled. And it is particle. And what is Iza, which is actually a zarf, so it is an ism. And Iza is also gair jazimin. It does not affect the verb. Okay? With the Iza, most of the time the verb will be madi, and you will translate that verb into future. Inshallah. And the same goes with in also, and man also. Now, the instruments of condition, which are jazimun, you know, there's only one harf we have studied, and that is in. So you'll remember. The rest of them are isms. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, Dr. Abdurrahim only tries to explain us things which are common in the Quran, which are frequently used in the Quran. Things which are rarely used, he is not touching. Because there is no point at this stage for us to learn things which are not used, often. So there are other instruments of Sharth, but they are not commonly used. When you will study on your own something in detail, all these things in detail, then you will come across other harf plus ism. You will come across them. But for our study, in book 3, these are the common instruments of Sharth, most important. Of them are what we are studying. Brothers and sisters, so when you come to in, there will have two verbs in the sentence, which will be majzum. Are you with me? Okay. If they are majzum, I would say they are in their original state. In tazhab ila suq, azhab. So both are majzum in its original state. Now, if they are not in this original state, and if they are madi, or if a sentence is coming, then what will you say? Fi mahalli jazmin. That's all. That's all there is to know. Fi mahalli jazmin. If after inna or man, the verb is madi, then we will say it is fi mahalli jazmin. That's all there is to know. It's not confusing. Yesterday was kind of overwhelming. So I asked some of you and you said you are not 100% comfortable. But today, inshallah, you will become 110% comfortable, inshallah, with the mercy and grace of Allah. Allah will make it easy for us, inshallah. So is this little bit more clearer now, Sister Nasri? Okay. Now, as I said, that if the verbs are not majzum in its original state, then we will say fi mahalli jazmin, khalas. And remember, whenever fa will come for jawabu shart, it means the fa'il is not majzum. Fa has come. So fa has come, that will result either jawabu shart coming as a jumla ismiya, or it will come as a jumla failure. That's all. Now, if it is jumla failure, and if that verb is majzoom there in the jumla failure, it is not in its original state. It is because either it is amar, or lamu amar, or la nahiya. That is the reason they are majzoom. And in that situation, we will also say fi mahalli jazmin. Just remember that, inshallah. So when we do the exercise, we are going to analyze it, and inshallah, you will, inshallah, feel comfortable, and you don't have to write. You will be able to say it, inshallah. Now, we finished the main lesson yesterday. Ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. I can leave this for you to do it at home, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Okay. Now, we come to something which is also very simple. Yakunu shartu wa jawab. The shart and the jawab. Brothers and sisters, again I want to draw your attention. When you say shart, Sister Hafsa, are you with me? When you say shart, it means adatu shart and fi'l shart. Are you with me? When you say shart, Sister Madina, it means adatu shart and fi'l shart. Okay? And then jawab. Shart and jawabu shart. So when you talk about shart, it means there is an instrument of shart and there is a fi'l shart. Inshallah. Keep that in mind. Now, two kinds of verbs, brothers and sisters. Madi and mudariya. Okay? So, what will be the shart and jawabu shart in relation to the verbs? Number one, imma, either, mudariyaini. Are you with me? Right there in the book. In the book, brothers and sisters. Do you see? Imma mudariyaini. It means, what is the meaning of mudariyaini? Two means fi'lu shart and jawabu shart. They will both be mudariya. Okay. That is most of the time. Now, if they are mudariya, then they will be majzoom. Are you with me? They will be majzoom. Okay. See, the verse from the Quran, in ta'udu na'ud. Are they majzoom? Yes. Are they mudariya? Of course. Only mudariya is majzoom. Madi is mabni. Okay, fine. Imma madiyaini. Imma, either. It is, both are madi. Okay. In udtum udna. What is the meaning of udtum udna? The meaning is same as in ta'udu na'udu. Again, the meaning of madi changes into future tense. Are you with me? The meaning of madi will change into future tense. Because Brother Hassan, idha, and everything here will relate to present and future. Only love will go to the past. The others, whether the verb is mudariya or whether the verb is madi, the mudariya of course relates to present and future. But if it is madi, with these instruments of shart, the translation will be present and future. So, can you see the second one? Imma madiyaini. They can be both madi. How will you translate? In present tense. Sister Hafsa? Sister Mahnaz? You will translate it? Present tense. So it's, do not get confused, brother. Inshallah, you will see the sentence and you will figure out. Number third, himma madiyan. The madiyan has come first. That means the fi'lu shart can be madi. Are you with me? Wafa mudariya. And that means the jawabu shart is mudariya. Okay. I go back to number two. Imma madiyaini. If they are both madi, how will you describe them? Fi mahalli jazmin. Are you with me? Fi mahalli jazmin. Very good. Now, in the third, imma madiyan, then you will say fi mahalli jazmin. Fa mudariyan. And that will be majzum. See here, man kana yuridu harthal akhirati. Whosoever wants the harvest in the akhirah, okay? You want to do good deeds, and you tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm doing this to please you, okay? Because I want my akhirah to be better. You know, dunya, alhamdulillah, whatever you give me, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful to you, but I want the akhirah to be better. So, if we desire akhirah, Allah will increase it. Our benefits in akhirah. So, look at it. Man kana yuridu harthal akhirati nazid lahu. Nazid. Zada yazidu. Are you with me? Zada yazidu. Five in your pocket. Yazidu, tazidu, tazidu, azidu, nazidu. Make it majzum, nazid. Where is the file? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu, nahnu. And where does nahnu go to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nazid lahu fi harfihi. Are you with me? So, first was kana. What was the first verb? Kana, Mahdi, and then Nazid, Mudaria. So Kana will be fi mahalli jasmine, and Nazid is normal, majzum. Wa imma mudarian, first it will be mudaria, fa mahdiyan, and then it will be mahdi. This is a hadith, qawlu Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters. Man yakum, yakum, see, kama yakumu, it became yakum. Whosoever stands or prays or establishes Laylatul Qadri, brothers and sisters, Laylatul Qadri, imanan wa ihtisaban. Whosoever prays, stands up and prays with faith, with the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Brother and sister, ihtasaba is to ask for khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtasaba means indallahi khairan. Indallahi khairan. That we desire from Allah, with Allah, khair, inshallah. In other words, we seek Allah's pleasure. Seeking Allah's pleasure. Anticipating Allah's pleasure. When you pray, you stand up and you pray, you hope for Allah's pleasure. You anticipate His pleasure and mercy and grace. Okay, brothers and sisters? So, gufira lahu. Allah forgives him. He is forgiven. Are you with me? So, gufira is madi, and yakum is mudaria. So, that is also possible. Bahada qalilun, but this is not often, it is rare. Now, what is the gist of all this? Brother, the gist is this, that in the Jawabu Shart and in the Shart, with Fialu Shart, let me phrase it in a different way. If the Fialu Shart and Jawabu Shart, if they are Mudariya, they will be Majuzum. Otherwise, if they are Madi, what will you say? Fi Mahali Jasmine. That's all, brother. That's all. So whenever shart will come, we are going to look for fi'lu shart and jawabu shart. If the fi'lu shart and jawabu shart are majzum in its natural state, fine. They are good, brother. If they are madi, then we'll say fi mahali jazmin. So you will be watching this, inshallah. Now, brothers and sisters, we come to the exercises. They are very simple, very interesting. I should say they are halwa puri. They are very, very easy and enjoyable. Okay. Fi kulli fitratin. What is the meaning of fitratin? Part or section. Part or section. Or even you can say passage. Fi kulli fitratin. Mimma yati jumlatani. There are two sentences. Ej'al, make fi'l al-ula shartan. Make the first verb as a fi'l al-shart. Wa fi'l al-ukhra jawabuhu. And the other one, jawabuhu. Mustamilan means using. What will you use? N. So all the exercises are N. Now we are going to do it quickly. I request you that during the weekend, please write it. This lesson should be written. All the exercises should be written. Then inshallah you will become very strong. Then when we study Quran, you will be able to enjoy it. And taste the eloquence and the magic and the sweetness of the words of Quran. Tadribuni adribuka. Sister Hafsa? In tadribni. Khalas, but it's so simple. In tadribni adribka. Khalas. Adribka. Are the two fields in its normal state of majzum? Yes, khalas. They are both majzum. Huh? So one is fi'lu shart, the other is jawabu shart. Got the idea? And you can describe it, okay? In harfu shart, jazimun, tajzimu, fi'laini. You will always say like that. Huh? And then you will say, tadrib, fi'lun mudari'un, majzumun bisukun. And it is your fi'lu shart. Fa'il, mustatir, takdiruhu anta. What is noon? Noon wikaya, noon of protection. It protects the verb. Because if there was no noon, then the ya mutakallim will give kasra to the verb. And then the verb will be ruined. Because verb cannot have a kasra at the end. Okay. So, ya mutakallim is mafulun bi. And then, adrib, fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi sukun. Fa'il mustatir, takdirhu ana. And what is this now? Jawabu shart. Khalas. Ka mafulun bihi. So everything you will explain like this, inshallah. If you hit me, I will hit you. If you don't hit me, I won't hit you. But if you hit me, I will hit you. Huh? Okay. Number two. Brother, only in, huh? Nothing else. So they are very simple. How will you say, Sister Sukhaina? The next one. Nadkhul al-jannah. Are both the fi'l majzum? Yes. In its natural state. After inna. Huh? So where is the fi'l shart? Na'mal. Huh? Inshallah. And what is salihan? That is your mafulun bihi. Or you can even say this is your mafulun mutlak. Huh? Because Na'mal amalan salihan. Okay. Don't worry, we don't go in that much detail. Nadhul, that is your jawabu shart. Is it majzum? Oh, fine. You'll be able to figure out, inshallah, and write it. Let me tell you one more time. In harfu shartin jazimu. Tajzimu fi'alain. Okay, if you were to write this in a detailed grammatical analysis, and if you were to supposed to give an examination, then you will say in harfu shart jazimun tajizimu fi'alain. Na'mal fi'lu shart majzumun fi'l mudari'a majzum wa alamatu jazmihi sukun. Fa'il mustatir takdiruhu Nahnu. Salihan, you can say mafulun mutlak, or even if you say mafulun bihi for the time being, it's okay. Nadhul, what will you say? Nadhul? Jawabu shart. Is it normal? Yes, it is normal. In its natural state. File, where is the file? Mustatir takdiruhu? Nahnu. What is jannata? Mafulun bihi. Got the idea? All of them are like that, inshallah. Sister Naima, if we do good deeds, we will enter Jannah. But there is a condition. You got to do good deeds. Okay? You can't enter Jannah because somebody promised you something and you think you will enter Jannah and you haven't done good deeds. No. Condition is, you got to do good deeds. And this is where, brothers and sisters, I always think about this. I always, always, always think about this. And this is Allah is saying, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِفْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whosoever does an atom's weight of good deeds, he will see it there. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whosoever has done an atom's weight of evil, will it be forgotten? No, brother, it's all written down. Allah has the record of everything. He will see it. Okay? So we got to be very careful, brother. Everything is being written down. And Allah will show us all these things. Okay? Can you imagine doing a good deed which is so tiny? It is equal to the weight of an atom. You will see it. And you have done something wrong, you will see it. So we got to do good deeds in order to enter Jannah. That is most important. Okay? That is a condition. Sister Naima, number three. Tamrad. Both are normal. Majzum, fi'lu shart, jawabu shart, fine. Translation? If you eat rotten, spoiled food, you'll get sick. You'll become sick. Are you with me? Fine. Okay. Sister Fatima, in la, so you, la can come. This is la nafia. In la tashtahid. You'll have to make it majzum. In la tashtahid tarsub. Translation? If you don't work hard, you will fail. What is it? If you don't work hard, you will fail. You think you can pass without working hard? No, brother. We are only fooling ourselves. Okay, so in Sister Fatima, harfu shart, jazimun tajzimun fi'alaini, la, la an nafiya. Okay. Mabniun ala sukun. La is mabni ala sukun. Where is sukun? I said mabniun ala sukun. Where is the sukun? I said la an nafiya mabniun ala sukun. Where is the sukun? Right here. Are you with me, brother and sister? The fatha is on lam. Okay, mabniun ala sukun. Okay, and it has got no place in the i'rab. La mahalla lahu min i'rab or fil i'rab. Are you with me? You will come across this expression. La mahalla laha or lahu fil i'rab. Means it has got no position. It is not fa'il or mafulun bihi or anything. It is just a particle. Inshallah, I will write it down for you. La mahalla. Write it down, okay? Since you are interested in writing down. La. Harfu. Harfu nafi. Mabniun ala. Mabniun ala. Sukun. Are you? La mahalla. What is this? La mahalla. La nafiyatu lil jins. It has got absolutely no position in the era. La mahal laha. Era. Are you with me? So there are many things you will write like this. What does it really mean? It's not complicated. It's very simple. Sister Maimuna, all it means, you know, that it is not a fa'il, not a mafulun bihi, not a madi, because we describe them. It has no position in the i'rab. It is just a particle. Are you with me? Okay. No grammatical value in the i'rab. Okay. So then, tashtahid. Sister Fatima, how will you describe tashtahid? Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun wa alamatu jazmi sukun. Wa huwa fi'lu shart. What will you say? وَهُوَ فِيَلْهُ شَدْ. And where is the file? What will you say? فَعِلُهُ دَمِيرٌ مُسْتَثِرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ أَنْتَ. Fine. تَرْسُبْ فِيَلٌ مُدَارِيٌ مَجْزُومٌ بِسْفُكُنْ. فَعِلُهُ مُسْتَثِرٌ تَقْدِيرُهُ أَنْتَ. وَهُوَ جَوَابُ شَدْ. Then you will say it is a جَوَابُ شَدْ. That's all. Okay. Now, Sister Sumaya, number 4, 5. In Tusa Firi. How will you say Tusa Firi? Felun Mudarium Majzumun B Hadafi Hadafi Noon B Hadafi Noon. Are you with me? B Hadafi Noon. You had to drop the noon in order to make it Majzum. Okay? So Tusa Firina will become Tusa Firi. Sister Sumaya, you got it, sister? Alhamdulillah. See, I'm so happy when you are understanding well and you can analyze it and you can write it and you can make the proper changes which are required. So, in tusafiri, usafir. Translation. If you travel, I will travel. Got the idea? Inshallah. Sister Mehras, number 6. Mubakkiran. Tastaikiz. Mubakkiran. Got the idea? See, you are now using a conditional. You are making a conditional sentence. You are making now a conditional sentence by using in. So again, you will say in. Harfu shart, jazimun, tajzimu fi'alaini, and talam, fi'alun mudariun majzumun, bisukun, fa'il, mustatir, takdiruhu anta, wa huwa fi'alu shart. What is mubakkiran? Hal, hal. Are you with me? Hal. Tastaikir, fi'alun mudariun majzumun bisukun, wa huwa jawabu shart. Fa'il mustatir takdiruhu anta. And muwakkiran hal. Inshallah. Sister Nasreen? MashaAllah. See, you got it now. Now you analyze it. What will you say in? Shart, jazimun, tajzimu, fi'alaini. Tajzimu, fi'alaini. Fine. And what will you describe? Taktubu? Yes. MashaAllah. Where is the file? Wow. Then what will you say? Wahuwa fi'lu shart. Ilayya. What is ilayya? Jar majrur. Only jar majrur. Fine. And then aktub majrum bisukun. Wahuwa jawabu shart. And file is mustatir takdiruhu ana. Ilaykum jar majrur. MashaAllah. You got it? Alhamdulillah. Sister Maimuna? Yeah, you are right. Now the jawab. Yes. Tafut. Fata yafutu, like kala yakulu. You say yakul. So you will say yafut. Yafut. Yafut ka are you see? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Tafutka. Taghib? No, there will be no ya. There will be no ya. See, taghib? This is Taghibu. Huh, sister? Maimuna? You got to make it Majzum. How do I make it Majzum? Okay, what is Madi? Ghaba. Yaghibu. Huh? Yaghibu, Taghibu. You make it Sukoon here. Now there are two Sukoons. So we got to drop this. Are you with me? So you will say in Taghib. Now this is Fi'lun Mudari'un Majzumun Bisukun. Got the idea? And then Tafutka. Okay, Father. Yes. Tafutka Durus. Yes. Fata Yafuku Tafut. Are you with me? Okay. Jazakallah. Tafutka Durus. Ji? Yes, sister. Maina chahiye? Maina bahut khoobsurat maina hai. If you remain absent a lot, the dars will miss you. You won't miss the dars. But dars, the durus, the lessons will miss you. No, that is not the way we translate. We will translate, if you remain absent a lot, you will miss a lot of lessons. Are you with me? That is the way, inshallah. Sister Aisha? In Tabi, Sayara, Taka. Mafulun bihi. Sayara, Taka. Translation? Yes, that's the way. If you sell your car, I'll buy it. In Tabi, Sayara, Taka. And then, Ashtari. I will buy it. Okay. So now, do you see they are both normal? We are not saying Fimahali Jasmine. Okay. Now I'll move faster. Sister Maria, you got a nice sentence. Be careful. In Tabakaya. MashaAllah. Fi Makkah. Abka. Without Ya. Mahakuma. Now you try to analyze it. Tab kaya. How will you analyze tab kaya? Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi nun. Where is the fa'il? Aliful muthanna. MashaAllah. Means if you two remain in Makkah, I will remain with you two. Abka will be fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi harfi illah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Nusrat. In la aktub ansa. Translation. No, aktub is I. What will you say? If I don't write, I will forget. How many times we say in English, if I don't write, I forget. How will you say in Arabic? In la aktub ansa. So both are majzum. Alhamdulillah. So analyze it. In harfu shart. Jazimun tajzimu fi alaini. And la. Harfu nafi. Harfu nafi. Mabniun ala sukun. Oh no, this is a detail. This is a detail. Okay. And la mahal laha min al i'rab. Okay. And then you will say aktub. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi sukun. And then what will you say? Fa'iluhu mustatir taqdiruhu anta ana. Taqdiruhu? Taqdiruhu ana. Wa huwa fi'lu shar. And then ansa fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi harfi illa. Fa'iluhu mustatir taqdiruhu ana. Wa huwa jawabu shar. Got the idea? And the translation will be, Sister Naima, if I don't write, I will forget. Is it clear, inshallah, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Now, Sister Nasreen, this detailed analysis, you don't have to write it. Huh? But if you have time, you can. Huh? Don't, you know, bent on writing it, everything in detail. Because there are certain things you write a couple of times, and inshallah, you will remember it. Huh? Okay. When the time comes for you to write in detail, or to say it in detail, inshallah, you will be able to do it. Huh? Inshallah. And with practice, it will come. And Sister Nasreen, the best way to remember it all the time, you know what is the best way? To stand up and teach others. What did I say? To stand up and teach others. When you will stand up and share your knowledge with others, what will happen? Allah will increase your knowledge. You will become stronger and stronger, and the benefits will spread to everybody, inshallah. And eventually, Allah will be pleased with our efforts and sacrifices, inshallah. Because only by teaching the language of the Quran, we will bring people closer to the Quran. There is no other way, brother. You can only come closer to the Quran when you understand the Quran and when you are able to ponder over it. Otherwise, it will fly over you. So inshallah, I am hoping that most of you will stand up and teach in your circle of relatives or friends, in neighborhood inshallah. Even if you have 5 dedicated students, it's worth it. Even if there are 2 dedicated students who are willing to learn, it's worth the effort, inshallah. Huh? Sister Madina. This is very easy. In Tasum Asum. Translation. Alphas. Huh? Are you with me? Inshallah, you'll be able to analyze it. Huh? In Tasum Gadan, you want to analyze it? Analyze it. Yes. Majzumun. Bisukun. Zar. Asum. Majzum, bisukun. Huh? But jawabushar. And the first one you will say fi'lushar. Huh? And the fi'l in both the case, mustatir. Huh? Inshallah. So whenever we describe fi'l, we must describe fi'l. We got to describe fi'l, especially if it is mustatir. Otherwise, the description will come down the road, inshallah. Huh? Sister Rahima? Yes. Translation.
If you say a truth,
yes,
you will be successful.
Yes, mashallah, mashallah. Huh? If you say the truth, you'll be successful, you'll always be safe. Huh? Okay? Inshallah. So now you want to say it? You say it, Sister Rahima. Describe it. Huh? In, say it, say it.
Huh?
Yes.
Tajzimu
fi'alaini.
Taqul is fi'al madhi madan.
Fi'alun mudariun.
Majzumun.
Bisukun. Fa'il. Mustatir. Taqdiruhu. Anta. Wa huwa fi'al shart. And what is al-haq? Mafulun bihi mansub. And Tanju? Bihazfi harfi illa. Bihazfi harfi illa. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir takdiruhu anta. Wa huwa jawabush. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Is it clear now? All of you 100% making sense now? Huh? Brother Haider Ali? Inshallah? Brother Hassan? Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
It's making sense now, inshallah. All of you, inshallah. Okay? Now, Sister Gulshan, in tazurni, how will you say? In tazurni. Tazuruni will become in tazurni. In tazurni. And then what will be the jawab? Azurka. Azuru will become azurka. Got the idea? Inshallah, I'll say it quickly. In harfu shart jazimun tajzimu fi'alaini tazur fi'alun mudari'un majzumun bisukun fa'il mustatir takdiruhu anta wa huwa fi'alu shart. And nun, nunu wikaya. Okay, la mahal nunu wikaya, la mahal lahu min al i'rab. Okay, and ya mafulun bihi. Okay, mansub. Fine. If you want to describe ya in detail, ya, are you listening? Damirun muttasilun mabniun ala sukun fi mahali nasbin mafulun bihi. If you want to say. But if you don't say, it's okay. Inshallah, I have a feeling you would love to say it later on. Once we have a little control over all these expressions. Fine. Azur. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi sukun. Fa'il mustatir. Takdiruhu ana. Wahuwa jawabu shart. And what is ka? Damirun muttasilun mabniun ala fata fi mahali nasbin fa'ulun bi. Are you with me? Inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters.